brilliantly doing that. And it was great to hear what the narrators were saying about what actually took place and things that maybe we think took place but didn't maybe really take place. So that was good. If you're listening to what the narrators say, they were saying brilliant things. And we're just going to have a think a bit more about what they were saying and about that passage from Matthew. But let's pray. Let's ask for God's help as we come to think about what his word says. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do pray, please, that you would teach us. Help us to know you better. Help us to understand more about what Christmas is all about. Please, would you be at work in us this morning, we pray. Amen. Well, it would help me if you could open up your Bibles to Matthew chapter 1. Troy, if you grab a Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 1. And so, well, why don't you just say hello to the person next to you, just while we're sorting things out, sorting Jean out. Why don't you just say hi to the person next to you? Well, we've got some high fives going on over there as well. Brilliant. Well done. Okay, well done. Why don't we just pray for Jean? Jean, obviously, not doing so well there. Let's just pray for Jean, shall we? Let's just bow our heads and pray. Because we can talk to God anytime about anything. So let's just pray for Jean. Heavenly Father, we do pray for Jean and pray, please, that you would help her at this moment. Amen. Okay, like I said, we're thinking about Matthew chapter 1 and that passage that was read out. And we're actually going to think about a bit beyond that passage. And we're going to think about that this morning, and we're going to think about it Christmas morning. And we're going to think about two things. One thing this morning, one thing on Christmas morning. And they are this. First, this morning, we're going to think about Jesus' majesty. See, who is this baby? We're just hearing about a baby who was born. It was about 2,000 years ago. Who is this baby? Well, we're going to think about his majesty, and we're going to think about his mission. His majesty, who he is, and his mission, why he came. And we're going to think about that from Matthew chapter 1. Like I say, this morning, we're thinking about his majesty. And we've got 3 points this morning, each have an action, and I'm going to teach that to you so that we can remember them, so that when we go away from here, if someone says to you, what did you think about in the Chris Single service, you can tell them with actions. They might think you're a bit odd if you do actions as you tell them, but there you go, it helps you to remember them. So they are this. These are the 3 points. He's the King, he's God, so worship him. And here are the actions. He's the King, he's God, so worship him. Okay, so let's try this together and we'll say it together. All right, so he's the King, he's God, so worship him. Adults, you were doing brilliantly. I heard you, I saw the actions. Children, make sure you're joining in as well, I'm sure some. Let's make sure we're all going for it with this one. Good amount of volume with it, please. So ready? He's the King, he's God, so worship him. Beautiful, well done, very nice. So those are our 3 points this morning. We're going to start off with, he's the King. Now there's a big build-up in chapter 1 to the birth of Jesus. If you look in your Bibles, you'll see it. So if you've got a Bible, open up Matthew chapter 1, page 965. And what do you see? What's the first thing Matthew wants to tell you about? The first thing, this build-up to Jesus' birth, first thing he wants you to see is a list of names. And it's quite a long list of names. And it's a long list of names that ends with Jesus. And what that's giving you is Jesus' family tree. It gives you his genealogy. So if you went back to his dad and his dad's dad, so his granddad and his great-granddad and his great-great-granddad, and you've got all the list of those names. Hands up if you know your granddad's name, your dad's dad. Hands up if you know your dad's dad's name. Yeah, I do. Anyone willing to say what their dad's dad's name is? Go on, keep your hand up if you're willing to say. Go on then.
Yvonne Wiley.
Okay, Hang on. Are we on with that one? Say it again.
Edward Glynn.
Edward Glynn. Very good. Anyone else? Dad, granddad? Yeah, go on then, Yvonne.
George,
very good. Aaron?
Victor,
very good. Okay, my dad's name is Clive. Okay, hands up if you know your great-granddad's name on your dad's side. So that's your dad's dad. Yeah, we've got a few? Okay, let's go one step back. Do you know your your great-granddad's name? No, great-great-granddad's name. I don't know. You know what I mean. You're going back. You do know. Brilliant. Okay, hands down. I'm sure there are some here who've done lots of research. I'm sure there are some here who've done lots of research going back and back and back. Jesus, you can go back and back and back and back and back and back and back. And that's what you've got in Matthew chapter 1. Now, there are some really impressive names in this list. I don't know if you've got any impressive names in your family. There are some really impressive names in this list. There are some slightly dodgy names in here as well. Really interesting family tree, this one. There are at least 15 kings in this list. That's not bad, is it? Imagine if your great-great-great-granddad was a king. How many people would you tell that to? You'd tell everyone, wouldn't you? Jesus has got 15 kings in his genealogy. This, therefore, is a royal birth that we're dealing with. And there's one name that comes up more than any other in Matthew chapter 1. Have a look through. What's the name that comes up more than any other name in Matthew chapter 1? What's the name that comes up more than any other? Come on then. Are we got it, Ken? Go for it again.
David.
It is David. It's not, I thought someone was going to say, oh, it's bound to be Jesus, but it's not. Actually, the name David comes up more times even than the name Jesus in Matthew chapter 1. But why? Why is David mentioned? He's mentioned 6 times in the chapter. And the answer is this. King David was king of Israel. He was a great king of Israel. And he was hundreds of years before Jesus was born. And he's in Jesus' genealogy, so Jesus can go back and back and back to King David. And King David had a promise made to him by God. God made a promise to David that one day one of his descendants would be the great king, the greatest king the world has ever seen. He would be a king who would reign forever and who would bring about perfect justice and perfect peace. He would be a king unlike any other. Well, David had a son who was Solomon, who became king, but he wasn't the king. And you keep going, you go through all those 15 kings, and you think none of them were the king, the greatest king. But Matthew wants you and me to know Jesus is the king. So that's why in the reading that we had, when the angel appears to Joseph in a dream, the angel says, Joseph, son of David. He really wants to emphasize, you're the son of David. This child that Mary is going to have is going to be the king promised to David. And what do the magi say? What do the wise men say when they come to King Herod? Who do they ask to find? They say, we've come to look for the king. Do you see, Matthew wants you to know this is a royal birth. Now, there was a royal birth this last year, wasn't there, as well? Do you remember Kate and William had a baby? And maybe you watched telly waiting for them to come out of the hospital. Do you remember, what did they call their child? What did they call it, boys and girls? Can you remember, what did they call their baby? Do you remember? Yeah, do you want to shout it out? Can you shout it out? George, Prince George, that's right. And in the newspaper, the day after George was born, the newspaper headline on one of the newspapers said this. It said, born to rule. Because Prince George was born to rule. He will rule one day this country. Well, Jesus was born to rule. Because he is the king. But he's not just going to rule over one country just for a period of time. He is the king who will reign forever. And actually that means he reigns now. Because although he was born 2,000 years ago and he died, he rose to life again and is king. Right now. Okay, you're going to have to remind me what our 3 points are. You ready? Nice and loud. He's the
King. He's God. So worship him.
Very good. Let's give it another go. He's
the King.
He's
God. So worship him.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. So, second point. He's God. You see, not only is he a king, but the passage says very clearly, this baby is God himself. Let me show you where it says that. It says a couple of times that Mary was going to have a baby because of the Holy Spirit. So that's a pointer to this. But you also get verse 23. It says, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now that is pretty blunt, it's pretty clear, saying this baby is none other than God himself. Now that is stunning. Just drink that in for a moment. This baby that we're thinking about, that we celebrate the birthday of at Christmas, is God born on earth. God, who the Bible tells us knows everything, can do anything that he wants to do, made everything. It's far beyond our imagining. God, who is mighty and majestic and glorious, born as a baby. That is stunning. It's amazing that God should be born on earth. And actually, adults and children, if you know anyone who's a Muslim, this is a great one to get into with them, to talk to them about this. Because Muslims believe that God is so far off, so great, so beyond us, that you couldn't have a personal relationship with God, you couldn't meet with God, God couldn't relate to people because he's so far off and distant and so beyond us. But the Bible says that's not true. The real God came and was born on earth, and you could, if you'd been there, you could have met him. And you can have a personal relationship with God now. See, the real God is one that you can relate to and was born on earth. So, okay, help me again. He's the...
King.
Oh, no, we're a bit slow. He's the King. He's God. So worship him. Thank you. Okay, last point. So worship him. This is the right response to who Jesus is. I want you just to think. Talk with the person next to you, or a few people next to you, or with whoever you like, or if you want just to be on your own, just say, I want to be on my own, and that's fine, and everyone will respect that. But just have a think. No, don't just talk about anything. I'm going to tell you what to talk about. Who would you love to meet? Anyone. No, okay, let's not go for Jesus here. I take it you all want to meet Jesus. But someone else from world history, could be anyone. Who would you love to meet? Okay, talk with the person next to you. Okay, stop. Thank you, well done. Okay, let's go for it. Put your hand up if you're happy to say who you would like to meet. Okay, I'm going to come back to the front row in just a minute. I'm going to go a bit further back because I've done the front row a bit. Guys, who do you want to meet?
Frank Lampard.
Anyone in world history, you've gone for Frank Lampard. Well done. Anyone else?
Santa Claus,
okay. Adults, you can answer as well. Yeah, go on, Hesse.
My great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Francis Heskins.
Okay.
I don't know, there's a little bit I don't know about him.
He's the one you'd want to meet, okay.
J.K. Rowling,
interesting. I'm going to come round here. Come round the back, just to prove I can. Anyone round here willing to say? Who would you like to meet? Yeah, go on then, Matt.
I'd like to meet J.S. Bach.
Johann, indeed, Bach would be a great one to meet.
Ollie Murs.
Interesting.
Henry VIII.
Interesting choice. Very good. Let's go for these people at the front. Who do you want to meet?
Stephen Gerrard.
Gandalf. Okay.
Samuel from my class.
Samuel from your class. Brilliant. Well, you can. Well, it's great. You get to meet him anyway, too. That's awesome.
One Direction.
One Direction. Go on. Do you want a shout out? So he said, Van Gogh, the painter. And last one?
Joe Hart.
Joe Hart. Well done. Well, interesting, the people that you want to meet. Adults, I would imagine there is some different people that you would quite like to meet. I thought it would be interesting if you could meet, I mean, obviously been in the news over the last few weeks, but if you could meet Nelson Mandela, he would have been a really interesting guy to have met and to have talked with. The thing about someone like Nelson Mandela, you could imagine if you'd met him, your eyes would be on him, wouldn't they? You'd want to hear him. I mean, maybe for some of these other people that you're talking about, that you really want to meet. You just want to be with them. You want to hear what they've got to say. Imagine if Nelson Mandela had come here on a Sunday morning, and we weren't expecting him, and he just turned up, came in at the back. What would you do? Well, you'd stop, wouldn't you? You'd stop and look. And if your children were doing whatever, colouring or whatever, you'd say, stop, look. And they go, why? Who's that? And you'd have to tell them, just sort of whisper, well, that's Nelson Mandela. And you try to give them a full potted history of Nelson Mandela's life, just to say, but remember this moment. And you'd want to say, and if he came to the front and he spoke, you'd just want to hear what he'd got to say, wouldn't you? Jesus, of course, is far, far greater than Nelson Mandela. The Bible is saying Jesus is the King. He is God. And therefore the right response is to worship him. If you remember in what we saw here, there were two responses to Jesus. The response of the wise men. How did the wise men respond? Do you remember? What did the wise men do? Go on, Toby, do you want to shout it out? What did the wise men? They brought presents. And actually in the Bible passage it says, don't worry, it says they worshipped. They wanted to worship him. And then there was the response of King Herod. And what did King Herod want to do? King Herod said he wanted to worship Jesus, but actually he wanted to do away with Jesus. He wanted to kill Jesus. Two very different responses. One wanting to worship and the other wanting to kill. And actually there are two responses we can give. We can actually say, yes, we will worship Jesus. And worship doesn't just mean singing a song. It doesn't mean just coming along to a Christingle service, although it's great you're here. It doesn't mean just coming along on a Sunday morning. It means laying your life before Jesus and saying, actually, if you're the King, if you are God, I need to live for you. Or we can reject Jesus, and just ignoring him is rejecting him. And so how will you respond to Jesus? Adults, sometimes people will say, have you invited Jesus into your life? But to be honest, that loses some of this idea of Jesus' majesty. Because if you invite someone round, that normally means they're kind of on a level with you. There's someone a bit like you. You might say, do you want to come round? You come round? Well, you can't quite do that with Jesus. Because Jesus is the King. He is God. And actually, the invitation doesn't come from you. Amazingly, the invitation comes from Jesus, because he says to us, follow me. And that is an amazing thing, that the King, that the God would say to you and me, follow me. And so will you do it? Will you follow Jesus? If you want to find out more, keep coming along over Christmas to our services. We'd love you to come along and find out more. Grab, we've got little red booklets called The Real Christmas that you can grab as you leave. They're free. Please take one of them. And in the new year, we're going to do a Christianity Explored course. If you're interested in that, come and talk to me, and we can get you on that course so that you can ask your questions about Jesus and find out more about him. Now, there's plenty in the Bible passage which is not majestic. There's plenty here that wasn't majestic, was it? Being born in a stable, not great. Not very majestic. Why wasn't it all completely majestic? Well, that's where you need to come back on Christmas morning, because we're going to think not just about Jesus' majesty, but also about his mission and why he came. So, help me again, last couple of times maybe, just to remember what it's about. Parents, this is also for you, so that later on in the day you can say to your children, do you remember what we did this morning? And you can hopefully see that your children remember what it was all about. So, join with me in this, okay? After three, One, two, three. He's the King, He's God, so worship Him. And this time louder than you've ever done it before. After three, one, two, three. He's the King, He's God, so worship Him. Well done, guys, on the front row. That was very, very loud.